He did farm some after my mama got to taking with the stroke and spending a little do not much. We were growing up, so he put us in the country to help work, you see. Mm-hmm. Then he died in 1916. My father sold it to my mother.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Did you mainly live on plantations?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I lived on one plantation with Mr. Rice.
Uh-huh. What was it like living on those plantations?
Just put a bag. We worked all the year and we didn't get anything at the end of the year. They said we come out in debt. Mm. My dad had to go out and do public work to take care of us through the winter.
How did the system work? Was it?
Well, see, we worked like he on the has, I think they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And the merchant would push, the plantation would furnish you your food through the year for you to make the crop. And you're supposed to make enough crop to, you know, to pay him his money, what you done already used up, and then you have some. But we never would have any left, so he said, you know. So he would take it all to pay him. And then sometime he'd tell him he didn't know, he owed him some of the crop. So that just kept him just always going. And he had to work through the winter times. And when all the cotton and everything was picking going, he'd go to the public works. See, at that time, they had like Bill and Dee's to live, and then like where they got bulldozers. Now they had mules and slips, they call them. And so he used to go out and work at that. He was public, he liked the public work more so than the farming anyway.
Mm-hmm. The only people, all the people who would work would be just the black people who lived there?
On the white man's plantation, Yeah, they would be. But all of them wouldn't come out like that. No, some of them would clear some money.
Did very many of them clear
not
money?
Not very many. Not very, that's the few. Hard times in that time. Sometimes you got nothing but to eat but meat and the bread. I mean salt meat and bread and molasses.
You think those few people that did
well they were, they would rent. See, they were renting, you see. And it's like if they rent and they had enough to carry their own stuff, you know, through that year, see, that would make them clear more. You see, but not that when the man didn't have to furnish them food, you see. But when he furnished your food, you see, you got to pay for that food, you see, and then get your part out there. He got to get his half and then his money for his food, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we take it all.
Let me see.
Yeah, there were some hard times in those days. Yes, we had to take corn and see, he furnished you from the time he's from March. I think it was March he started to furnish you. March, April, May, June, July, and August. And the rest, September, October, you got to see for yourself. Then you're supposed to be getting your crop in then.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't feed you after then. So you got to take care of your own stuff.
But he wouldn't have given you enough money so you could buy anything.
No. He didn't give you the money then. He would, you know, allowance you, you know, you go, hey, you have a credit like at the store or something, you take up with you.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Did he own the store?
No. He was, you know, getting in with the merchant, you see.
Uh-huh.
And he'd pay for it, just like you'd order something from somebody.
I see. Mm-hmm. What about your grandparents on your mother's side? You said they were from Yachtney?
Yeah, they was from out there where I don't know where my grandfather, my